Country Pop FM.
Neil, do you buy your coffee beans already ground?
Don't drink coffee.
You don't?
No.
Do you buy your Diet Mountain Dew already brewed?
Or yes.
Do you brew your own?
No, that we do. We let the professionals take care of it.
Got his soda stream locked and loaded. Really, the professionals do just fine.
Absolutely. Right? I prefer it that
Otherwise, way. You wouldn't be drinking a can right now.
Correct.
Bob FM, it is the Almanac today, and it is the return of Almanac Trivia. Be listening to every word spoken. Anything could be a trivia question out of today's Almanac.
It's going to be good.
Could be anything, could be everything. It could be nothing. Just be listening. And we're giving away these Colin Ray tickets for the Paramount Theater. Hey, we got to salute the Paramount Theater there in St. Cloud, home of the St. Cloud State Huskies, NCHC Penrose Cup champs, by the way, in men's hockey. But how about the Paramount Theater? They're really stepping to the plate with some great shows coming up.
I love it. They've got Colin Ray and then Pam Tillis. I think we're going to have a chance to visit with Pam.
John Conley.
And then John Conley, yeah. Some great country shows of core Bob artists.
Today is a Monday, February 26th, 57th day of the year, 308 left, 1815. Our guy, Napoleon Bonaparte, you know, he had been in exile in Elba, the island of Elba.
Sure.
But he escaped. They obviously weren't really paying much attention to him. They thought, yeah, we'll put him on an island. He has no access to boats or anything like that. But he left Elba, and then he started his 100-day reconquest of France. Here he's back again. I'm back.
Well, you got an army together. Really quick shape there.
People still were loyal to Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, yeah.
1919, this date, Grand Canyon National Park established by Congress. That's something I need to see. I've flown over it. I need to go and see it sometime.
I do, too.
Go and see it. It's only the biggest hole in the world.
Right.
The biggest hole in the earth in the world.
We should go see that.
As the Griswolds were looking for it. You just run right into it. Of course, there's that great episode also where the Bradys go to the Grand Canyon.
Ooh.
Bobby, Cindy, Bob, you remember that episode, don't
you?
They get lost
and
they're eating beans out of a flashlight. 1936, the first Volkswagen factory officially opened in Saxony, Germany. First Volkswagen.
Huh.
That means car of the people. 1936, and I believe Hitler was there to oversee the first Volkswagen.
Probably would have been.
Volkswagen off of the assembly line. 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution ratified. This officially limited the president to two terms in office. Now, a guy by the name of George Washington, he established the two-term tradition, Neil, but it wasn't a Constitution issue until 1951, after FDR.
Yes. What did he serve?
He was elected, was it four times?
Four times, I think.
But died in his fourth term.
Right.
It was a good run. That was in 1951. 1954, Michigan Rep. Ruth Thompson. See? Michigan representative
yes.
in Congress.
You had the right name.
Ruth Thompson. It's not that hard. Introduced legislation to ban mailing obscene, lewd, and lascivious or filthy phonograph records. You couldn't mail filthy phonograph records. Apparently, it didn't get passed because I still remember getting Cheech and Chong from the Columbia Record and Tape Club.
Right.
Time for a new dope deal with Cheech and Chong.
Right,
had to keep that one hidden.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
When you're 12.
Yeah.
1960 this date. Let's go to the squared circle. Vern Gagne. 1960 this date. He was a great athlete. He played football and wrestled at the U. Could have played pro football, but he could make more money in pro wrestling. Vern Gagne.
He was grappling in 1960?
Oh, he was he was several years into it by now.
Wow.
Vern Gagne, master of the Gagne sleeper.
Right.
He beat Dr. X.
Oh, my.
On this date, he defeated Dr. X in Omaha, becoming the NWA wrestling champion. There wasn't any AWA yet. Vern Gagne wouldn't establish the American Wrestling Association until later that year in 1960.
I remember both Vern Gagne and Dr. X seeing them in action, you know, later in the 60s. I was too little then.
Yeah, 1960.
But later in the 60s, and I remember it vividly.
81. I remember watching this. I remember this vividly as we go to the Boston Garden.
The bench is empty. A wild scene at the Boston Garden bench as the Minnesota players come off. This was Greg Smith As far as I could see, Keith Crowder and Marco Barron starting that.
This.
And the cameraman is right in the midst of it. And the punches.
12 ejections, 392 penalty minutes, 67 penalties in the first period alone.
It was a free-for-all.
The North Stars and the Boston Bruins this date, 1981. You knew it was going to be a big fight night when Bobby Smith was willing to get into a fight.
Right.
The North Stars.
Not happen very often.
You know, the North Stars go into Boston Garden, they would get pushed around.
Right.
They lost that game 5-1, but Glenn Sonmore and his crew, they sent a message. After that game, the North Stars were in the midst of an 0-27-7 run in Boston.
Wow.
They had gone 34 games without a single win in Boston. But
that turned it around.
Turned it around because later that year they faced him in the first round.
Of the playoffs.
And beat them.
On our way to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Think about that.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that night, too.
I remember watching it. That was the Boston call. We would have been watching Bob Kurtz and Tom Reed, of course, here on Receptive 9.
Sure.
In 1981. But, that was historic. That is still a record for the most number of penalties and penalty minutes in a game. And it probably will never be broken.
I'm trying to think.
They just don't fight enough anymore.
Brian Maxwell and Brad Maxwell.
Greg Smith was in there. Gordy Roberts got in the fight. Yeah. Jack Carlson was there.
Sure.
They were all.
Yeah.
Next man up. Okay, you fight. You fight. You get him.
Brad Maxwell, was a lefty. And he pummeled some people.
Well, it's coming from the other side.
Right.
They didn't know.
They didn't realize,
1986, this date. This was in the news.
I, Corazon Juanco Aquino, do solemnly swear, that I will faithfully, and conscientiously, fulfill my duties, as President of the Philippines.
No other radio station's going to have the inauguration and the oath of office of Corazon Aquino.
No.
I'm pretty safe in saying that.
I would think so.
She was inaugurated as President of the Philippines. Of course, the big deal was that Ferdinand Marcos was being forced out. He was kind of our buddy.
Yep.
And we gave him exile at Hawaii.
Right.
And his wife, Imelda, had thousands of shoes
that she
left behind at the presidential palace. 1986, 1993.
At this hour, more than 500 rescue workers on the scene there. The scene of a massive underground explosion that ripped through the World Trade Center just after noon today, killing five, injuring at least 500.
That was 1993, this date, the first attempt by terrorists to knock down the World Trade Center, where they exploded a truck bomb in the lower parking area.
Right.
And it didn't work out the way they had planned, but it did still kill six people and injured more than 1,000. That was 1993, more than 8 years before 9/11.
Right.
2009, here this date, celebrity news.
One of the sexiest couples alive, and his supermodel girlfriend Gisele Bündchen, tied the knot Thursday night in a small private ceremony in a Santa Monica church. Us Magazine reports that it was a perfect quarterback sneak as the intimate wedding.
They finally did it. They tied the knot, Tom Brady and Gisele. On this date, 2009. So happy anniversary to Tom Brady.
8 years later.
And, here they are, 9 years
nine now.
Nine now for them. And, they've got a Sleep Number bed because he likes to deflate it. But can you give me a...
That was pretty good.
So that's 2009 and 2012 for race car fans.
Well, history was supposed to be made today when Danica Patrick started her first Daytona 500. Instead, for the first time in the history of the Daytona 500, it has been canceled for today. It will run at noon tomorrow.
Wow,
what a shocker.
And unbelievable, just too much rain.
Weather
too
delay.
Too much rain down at Daytona. 2012.
And now she's done.
This date.
She's retired.
She did?
Yeah, yep.
She ran in this year's Daytona, didn't she? And then she got in an accident, now she's done?
Oh, I don't even think she ran.
Oh,
did
I thought she was. Oh, maybe she wasn't. I saw the GoDaddy car get crashed. Yeah. I was kind of paying half attention to it. I didn't realize that she had said bye-bye.
Yeah, she's retired now, just going to date Aaron Rodgers.
Well, why not?
Her new job.
If you're going to do that, date Aaron Rodgers, who looks like Luigi.
Right.
Did you see the side-by-side photo of, is it Matt Hamilton from the curling team? He has the red hat and kind of the orange mustache.
Yes.
And then Aaron Rodgers had a green Packers hat on with his mustache. They put the picture side by side along with those guys, along with Luigi and Mario. Spitting image.
Wow.
It was fantastic.
I gotta see that. Yeah.
Are you ready for more Poco?
In the heart of the night.
Always.
In the cool southern rain.
This is country rock. We could probably play this. I would be okay with us adding this to some, in some form, some fashion to our rotation. Heart of the Night, written and performed by a guy by the name of Paul Cotton.
Poco's so good.
You know, we had Rusty, was it Rusty Young?
Yes.
Guy who gave us Crazy Love.
Yep.
And now Paul Cotton, happy birthday, 75.
Very nice.
Today.
Beep, beep, bye, bye, bo, bo, bum. Look at Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and says to
Mitch Ryder is good, but he's nothing without the Detroit wheels.
Right.
Wearing a pearl.
I think that's well established.
You're only as good as the four wheels behind you.
That's right. Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels. Jenny,
is.
Jenny, Jenny. And then, of course, Devil with the Blue Dress on. Good golly, Miss Molly. He's 73 today. We got a lot of good music today. How about Neil, do you call Michael Bolden good music?
That's a power ballad.
He really tried to rock it up with this one.
Yeah.
How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, of course, is a big, big hit for him. How Can We Be Lovers? He had some kind of a mullet going there.
Yeah.
I think he's cut it short nowadays as he's gotten older. Good move.
That needed to happen.
Good move. Michael Bolton, 65. Tim Kaine, do you recognize that name?
Uh-uh.
He was the running mate of Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election.
Sure.
Tim Kaine out of Virginia.
Right.
Is 60 today. Erica Badu, I just like saying her name. She has won Grammys. She's a singer, and she's Erica Badu.
I don't know her.
Erica Badu,
uh-huh.
47.
I'm with you. I like the name.
Marshall Faulk.
Pretty good player.
Pretty good running
day.
Back. He could catch it out of the backfield.
Sure.
He could run it up the middle, run around the end. He was part of the greatest show on turf after being traded from the Colts to the Rams.
Sure.
Marshall Faulk is 45. Neil, tonight you are young.
Well, that's good news for me.
This is the group Fun, and their lead singer is Nate Roos.
Huh.
36 today. You've heard that song before. Haven't you heard that song before?
No.
You need to get out.
I know.
You need to listen to can listen to something other than Bob FM. I know you work here and you run the station, but it is allowed when you're in the radio industry to listen to other stations. In fact, you're encouraged to do so to see what other people are doing.
What station would I have to listen to hear that song?
That one, I'm not going to say other stations' names here.
Okay.
Up and down the dial.
Okay.
Find it. Look for
like
it.
Like at 94.5?
Well, yeah. Sure.
Okay. I listen to like some other... Where I'm going to hear a little Southern. You like your rock soft. I like mine Southern.
Well, sure you do.
Yeah. Are we on to the gone but not forgotten category?
Sure we are.
We got a pretty good list here. Clothing manufacturer, where would we be without Levi Strauss? Somebody. He was born on this day, 1829. He gave us the blue jeans.
Well, he's the guy who decided to rivet clothes together.
Yeah.
We're going to rivet them together, and they're going to be really strong.
Smart guy. Smart guy. A fine-fitting pair of jeans. Still pretty good for me. 1829. Frontiersman and showman William Frederick Cody. You knew him better as Buffalo Bill, Pony Express rider, buffalo hunter, Indian scout. Served in the Civil War with the Union Army. Born on this day, 1846. He's from Iowa. I didn't realize that. He's an Iowa guy. John Harvey Kellogg. Have you ever had Kellogg's Corn Flakes or... Frosted Flakes, or the list goes on. He was a surgeon and an inventor, and he kind of did this by accident, but he invented cereal, 1852, out of Michigan. William Frawley, he was Fred Mertz, and I Love Lucy.
Good, 1900. Did they use electric lights before then, Fred?
Don't look at me, ask Ethel.
Oh, an Ethel joke, that's good stuff. I can't get enough of those Ethel jokes from... Fred Mertz.
Did he set the standard for wearing your trousers almost up to your chest?
Oh, yeah.
And pulling it off?
Well, his pants were eating his tie.
That's what happened.
His tie was always tucked inside his pants.
William Frawley was born on this day, 1887. Hall of Fame baseball pitcher. Pitched a few times, hung over a little bit. Him and Babe. Grover Cleveland, Pete Alexander. Cleveland Alexander. I never knew the Pete part. He was born on this day, 1887. The guy who created Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck was Fred Tex Avery. That is good work right there. 1908. The legendary Jackie Gleason on this day, 1916.
Alamine, come on down. I want to tell you how it came out. Come on down, Naughty. Come on down, Naughty.
He wasn't too happy with that.
Well,
I'm waiting for you, pal. Come on.
There were times that he was a little disgruntled with old Ed and his wife, for that matter, Jackie Gleason. The great 1916.
Did she ever go to the moon? Was she on one of the Apollos?
I think she was on an Apollo mission. Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Randall was born in the state 1920. You remember him.
Remember my childhood friend Mervyn the Finger?
He's out?
6 months now. He told me about a guy who helps people like us.
Yeah. Poor people like us?
People who have a car they can't get rid of.
He sells them?
He steals it.
Jack Klugman were great.
On The Odd Couple, they were tremendous. He was an Emmy Award-winning actor and fathered kids like into his 80s. God bless him. Tony Randall, 1920. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the great Fats Domino.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
I hope he packed a lunch.
I'm going to need to Paris.
And he was a big guy. That's hard on his feet.
Yeah.
When I get back to New Orleans.
But he was very gifted. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Fats Domino right there, born in this day, 1928. And he's our Fave Five Artist of the Week. We got to mention him, though. Grammy Award-winning country singer, the man in black, Johnny Cash, born in this day, 1932. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, and he's a core artist here on Bob FM. We're proud of that. Johnny Cash, 1932. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Isn't he also in, like, the Songwriters Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music
he's like,
Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
and
four or five Hall of Fame.
Gosh, I went up to Eveleth. He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, too.
Well, that I didn't know.
No.
But he should be.
Gone,
he's
but
the
not
man
forgotten.
Of
they're gone.
But not forgotten.
Let's do Almanac Trivia here today for those Colin Ray tickets. 1:30, the show, Paramount Theater. In St. Cloud Ray Thursday.
If you can't make the 1:30 show, we know that you're smart, but don't call. Don't call if you
show
unless
off.
You can go. Yeah. Right.
So the question is, who did Vern Gagne defeat on this date in 1960 become the National Wrestling Alliance, the NWA wrestling champ? Who did Minnesotan, former Gopher, grew up in Robbinsdale, Vern Gagne, who did he defeat on this date? And if Kenny the Sodbuster Jay is listening because you wrestled, I don't know, is he eligible?
I think Kenny,
to the show.
He could.
The Sodbuster? Okay, all right, very good.
Call
or
us,
any of his family.
Call us.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Win those Colin Ray tickets. Good luck. Here's some Johnny Cash. This was one of my Fave Five songs when we did it last.
Wish I had known you when you were a little younger. Round me you might have learned a thing or two.